Hello, everybody. This is me, Jade Capri, once again. And today we have a very interesting topic to talk about, since today is Tongue Thursday, hashtag Tongue Thursday. Stace is with me here today. How are you, Stace?
Hi, Jade. How are you? Missed you.
Missed you, too. I'm glad you are back.
I'm happy to be back.
A happy new year, too.
Yes, you too.
And happy new year to everybody out there.
Yes.
My Twitter is at jadecapri1, and you can reach me on my website, www.jcapri.com. Stacey?
I'm at sweetstacy_v on Twitter. And if you search Stacey Valentine, you can find me in any of the places that I'm at, on my website, anywhere, Facebook. There's so many places.
So many places. There's so many passwords to keep it up with, right?
Too many passwords.
Jeez, I have to like have everything written down because now I made it more difficult, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, so I was reading something about, I was going to joke my condition.
It's your condition. It is a condition. It's okay.
It's a good condition, though.
We're finding out now it's good.
Right? So, University of Oxford has a new study that women with big butts are smarter and healthier.
I believe it.
You believe it?
I believe it.
Well, I have to say I believe too.
You've got a pretty nice booty and you're pretty dang smart.
So anyways, scientists at the University of Oxford have uncovered evidence that women with big butts are not only the most intelligent, but also the most resistant to chronic illnesses. So Jaden stays live forever,
right?
So is all the actresses and singers and everybody out there with big butts.
What explains why Sweet Stacy has not developed diabetes yet with my really bad sweet tooth, because in the article it was talking about that we produce hormones that uh-huh. help us metabolize sugar better. So that totally makes sense as to why I've not gotten diabetes yet when I like
That's interesting.
Like having you know, sweet stuff in my mouth all the time.
Oh. Is everybody drinking pineapple juice over there? Okay. Blank.
Blank.
No. She uses protection all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Just joking. But I heard that, you know.
Yes.
Pineapple juice makes
women. Well, it works with women, too.
It does?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, pineapple juice, yes. Garçon.
Yeah, actually, if I know that I have a two-girl party with one of the girls, I'll put in a special request for them to either eat or drink pineapples or
really?
Something sweet like that. So then they taste sweet. So I get an added bonus for myself.
I didn't know that. That latest, that's my wish list. Pineapple juice. Can you imagine now we have started like pineapple juice floating?
All right. I'm going to come back next trip with like a gallon.
Yes.
Jesse's here to see you.
Oh my God. All right, we are back in business. Not that we were ever.
I was gonna say, I think you were on business right now, weren't you?
Yes, I was. So we were talking about big booties, and so what is interesting about that is that the study proved to them with the woman they mm-hmm. conducted the study with that they have lower levels of cholesterol and less heart problems. I say for me it's kind of true because I did recently, you know, a whole physical thing mm-hmm. and I don't have high cholesterol or heart problems. I do have heart problems in my family though.
And
but I think my body's saving me from that.
I was going to say, and you say you don't watch what you eat really too much, you know what I mean? You
I kinda try.
Yeah.
And you know what? When I'm into routine, mm-hmm. I'm good, but I am so easily bribed.
Oh, yeah, right? Go on vacation real quick. Oh, you want a piece of cheese? Oh, cheesecake. Of course, I'm on vacation. It's only one day.
I don't really love cheesecake. I like chocolate cake.
Oh, I love chocolate cake, too.
Maybe that's why I explain my big body. So, is one thing falls into the other, right? And they also say that woman with big body... wild hips and stretcher waist can live longer. What is a stretcher?
I don't know.
I hope it's small. I have to look that up. And even more intelligent, since the omega-3 fats stored in their butts support brain's brain development.
So really, your brain's not smart, your butt is.
Well, the omega, that's what they said, the omega-3 in the health fats in the mm-hmm. omega-3 that are stored in your butt help your brain development.
Huh.
So that explains it. So will I be like extraordinarily intelligent, like brilliant, if I start on top of that taking omega-3?
Ooh, yeah, more than likely. I mean, you'd probably like cure cancer or something really quick.
Oh my god, yeah, no.
Can you imagine?
I wish I could.
Jade Capri cured cancer.
I wish I could, because I have a few friends, you know, that are...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to watch. You're going to start taking omega-3s, and I'm going to come in here, and you're going to have your bathroom, like, all set up into, like, a science lab, and...
Right.
With all, like, the little Bunsen burner and all the little tubes going and chemicals.
Oh,
and your goggles on. Standing there butt naked in your goggles. Only your goggles.
Oh, that's a good picture, guys. You know, with the white... how do you call that white?
The lab coat.
Yes, with the goggles and nothing under. No means disrespect to Oxford University, okay? I'm just playing around with the idea. Yeah, but what else they were saying? I don't know quite how many women they did the study with.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Can you imagine if I went with Dennis? They would probably think I'm a good specimen. They would study on me too.
They'd be like, sir, I don't care how much we have to pay you. We need her for science. We will pay you $10 million to keep her for 1 year for science. We need to study this woman's buttocks at great lengths.
So would I have to, like, to be naked for them to study that? Or would it just be, like, you know,
the chemistry? Or do they take, like, a sample out of your butt and then, like...
No, nothing comes out of me. I mean, no, that doesn't sound right. That sounds wrong.
Only stuff goes in.
Things actually come out.
Insert foot and mouth.
Things actually come out. Okay, can we stop this?
But you know how like they do like a biopsy of your liver or something like that, or your bone marrow? They take like a sample.
Yes.
I mean, would they take a sample out of your butt tissue, or would they like X-ray your butt, or
I don't know.
Would they need it?
Let me make sure. I'm gonna send the tweet out, and I'm gonna add Oxford and see what they have to say about it.
Yeah.
People want to know, right? So they said, like, Marie Curie, for example, had to back that ass up in the lab. Had to back that ass up in the lab all the time. And look how brilliant she was. Yes, remarkable. But research Benedict Pollan said, this supports the long-rumored story that Albert Einstein himself wore baggy clothing to try to mask the fact that he had it going on.
He had a big butt too?
I'm gonna have to look now.
Yeah, well, okay. So men, because you know how men create women hormones and men hormones? That would make sense because he creates women hormones. So
but the good thing on men is that you see very few men with cellulite and stretch marks.
Right? Isn't that amazing?
I think about food and I have cellulite and stretch marks.
No, right?
I mean, I have, look here, because I grow up so fast, so I have a big butt, so...
Yeah, I have stretch marks on my boobies. That's how my boobies
work. Because I grow
up,
yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not a whole lot, they're just few, you know, but I can tell they're there.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
That's how most women are.
I can tell they're there. No, I can tell they're there. They're there looking at me every day.
They're like, hey, what's up, Jade?
I'm like, what are you doing there still? I'm trying to get rid of you. It's like a gift that keeping on giving, right? So, no, but it's funny because he wore baggy clothing.
Yeah.
And I wore, like, very tight.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I cannot even breathe.
I know. I bought some of your bandage dresses. Every time I put them on, I'm like... squeeze the booty in. Okay, I'm in.
But that's the idea because the bandage dress will make like the hourglass perfect.
Oh yeah, it definitely does. It makes my booty go like.
But now we are making more with a zipper, so it's kind of easier, you know. But we try some zippers and we're making with stronger zippers because the fabric is really fantastic.
Yeah,
it's
a great
fabric.
It's
right?
Really awesome stuff.
But you do like. Some girls that are medium, they will buy the smaller size because it does fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, that was like me. I was like almost a large, and I could kind of go to the medium where the medium fit a little bit better. So those zippers ones, so
yeah. But
be good.
See, the thing is that our Brazilian size
they're different
are large. It's kind of small for US.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why that's, but it's just the way it is, you know?
That's so, how all places
yeah.
are.
So, yeah, I wear very tight. Some people even ask, like, what? Did you jump from your wardrobe to get in those jeans? I'm like, I do my little dance, jeans dance.
Right?
No, you know what? A jeans that I can never wear is Diesel.
I've never tried them.
And I have couple now of True Religion, but before they never fit right.
I love Seven has one of their lines of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Katie or something like that. They're
mm-hmm.
high waisted.
Mm-hmm.
Love them. Love them. Have like 10 pairs.
Really?
All the same like style. Don't care.
No, I have some Seven too that I got on my.
But that's how they're built. They're
mm-hmm.
built for women like us that have a higher waist,
uh-huh.
that is smaller, but has a butt, you know what I mean? Because there's times where you're trying to get all the booty in,
and then
the waist on the jeans is like 4 inches too big afterwards.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes, uh-huh.
I have it really bad with my thighs. My thighs have always been really thick.
Your thighs look nice. I have thick ones too,
yeah.
but I you know what? Another thing that this study... Just go back to the study. This study does not include the girls that have fake butts or injected butts.
Yes.
It's just for natural asses.
Just natural.
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you guys, it's not easy to keep it up with the booty. I'm telling you. You do. At least I have here a paper with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 exercises for the butt. I have here my bicycle.
I was going to say, you have your bike right here.
I have my 45 plate.
Mm.
And you do like 7 different exercises
mm-hmm.
just for the butt alone. And you do at least 15 to 20 repetition 3 times.
Well, I can tell you this much. It works. As somebody who totally admires your ass, it works.
But it's not easy, you know, to keep it up. Can you imagine now that healthiness fall down
when
I get older?
Oh, wow.
You are healthy and smart, but your ass is a little down now. When, like, you are, like, over 50 or something.
It's okay, because you're cancer. Who cares?
Oh, my God. That's kind of wrong.
I'm stuck with this thing that Jade is going to cure cancer.
Right.
And in 10 years, when you cure cancer, you got to give me a phone call and say, hey, Stacy, you're right. And I'm going to say, yeah, no, I was proud of you, girl.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Right. So that's a very interesting study. You know, I wonder why. And actually, I also heard that women have healthier babies, the ones that have bigger asses.
That would make sense. Both my kids were healthy.
Yeah?
I don't know what. Yeah, they're really smart, really healthy.
Yeah, I don't really know. I'm not going to support that. I'm just telling you guys what we are reading right now. You know, it's everywhere on the web. You can check in and take a look.
Well, this is what I want to know.
Uh-huh.
What guy was sitting around in his lab office, or you know what? It probably wasn't a guy. It was probably a female scientist that was so tired of, like, all the male scientists in, like, the lab talking about her butt. She was like, you know what? You guys are going to keep talking about my butt. I'm going to do a study on it.
Could be.
Because I wonder where... Like, the brainchild
came...
Yeah, whose idea was it to study butts and brains?
I would start with that idea because I like to watch a girl walk by me.
Right?
Yes. So
I hate to see you leave, but I love to watch you walk away.
Right? I actually... And you have to see the Brazilian bikinis that I have. Like, when you are at the beach in Brazil, you just see those girls walking up and down the beach, you know.
I would never leave.
Tiny little bikinis.
I would never leave.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to see one? Let me guess. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm still talking. Sorry, I got distracted. She was getting naked. So, yeah, naked Jade beats everything. But, yeah, so there's a lot of... We're going to, one of these days, get a... we need to figure out how smart... I wonder if there's, like, a... Some kind of, like, ratio that they can do to, like, how many inches your ass is as according to how many IQ points you have.
Oh, gee. I was really bad in math, so don't count me on that.
It's okay. I was really bad at math, too. But yeah, we're both in jobs where
so
we require numbers.
This is the size of the bikinis.
Yeah. Yeah. Could have gone move to Brazil. Oh, my gosh.
Mm. And if I go to...
You guys are totally missing out because you can't see this.
So if I go to the lake, They would just kick me out and say, lady, you are being too persecuted for here.
Right? Oh my gosh, I can imagine.
That's why I love, like, I like, in a way, the nude beach, because you can wear smaller.
Yeah.
And that's why I love Miami so much, because you can do topless as well.
Ooh.
Yes, see how we stop, like, talking about Oxford all the way up, and then now we talk about topless.
Right? We're talking about topless beaches.
So tell me, how things are going with you?
Good, good. I'm happy. I just got back. I'm happy to be back. It's almost been a year since I've been around these parts. But I'm happy to be back. Things have been good. I'm working on another new website again.
Are you changing yours?
Yeah. So, my way of changing it is just starting brand new.
Really? Uh-huh. Doesn't that do, like, more work? Can you just...
It is more work, but it isn't at the same time, because sometimes it gets to be, like, where when you're rewriting codes and stuff like that, you, like, have to basically go back in from scratch to figure out what you need to change on the code anyways. So.
True. Unless you separate the codes by files, by parts, what it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, those guys that write codes and do...
All that stuff.
They're so smart. You know? Like, I wish I was like them. But then again, I would have to dedicate a whole lot of time to study that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's way too much.
Does that say that I'm not that smart? Hey, everybody in their own field, right?
Right, exactly.
I want to see them do what I do.
Seriously.
I have my talents, too. So, Stacey, this means you have your new website coming up with all the information you have.
Yep, reviews, pictures, my schedule, whether I'm up north, down south, or taking time off. There's also a place for you to make appointments, and that should all be up and running by the time I'm done up here, kind of. Cause
all right, so you're going to be here for a while now?
Yeah, I'll be here either till the 22nd or the 29th.
Okay.
Yeah, and then probably coming back in February, not too sure, depending on... who books me where for Valentine's Day. So
ooh,
there's some
Valentine's
talk.
Day's coming up.
Yes, Stacey Valentine's Day.
Right? That will be a nice title for a thread,
right.
Yes. Would you part with me? Would you have a two girls part with me? Because I think you're super fun.
Heck yes. I already posted on the bunny boards, actually, that on your picture and review thread, that I am going to find a sponsor while I am here this trip.
Ooh.
While you were here for a two-girl party, so I can write a review so you can post it on your thread.
Okay, five.
Yes.
So, guys, Stace and I, we are available for a two-girl party. If you want to book us, just give the office a call or send us an email. My email is jade@jadecapri.com.
Stacey Valentine at loveranch.net.
All right. So, everybody, don't waste time in booking Stace while she's here, because when she's gone... she's gone. No, she's not gone. She will
I'm
be back. It's like me, like, Jade. No, but I'm going to take some time off the first week of February. I'm thinking, I haven't bought my ticket yet, but I will.
Let me know when you buy your ticket.
That's
how I am. I think I'm going to do this. And I don't even bother until I actually buy the ticket. Posting dates.
Right? Yeah, no.
Because I'm already thinking about changing my dates and staying longer now.
Oh, really?
That's nice. And I posted for the 22nd. I'm thinking about staying till the 29th now, so.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, it happens like that, right? Then you get an appointment and then you just reschedule. But once I get my ticket, I can't reschedule. And it would be smart for me to... get my ticket before it raises the price too much.
Yeah, I've done that before. It's been like $100
when I paid
and then like $300.
Double
I'm only
the
here
price.
So.
Double the price.
Yeah.
So yeah, not fun at all. Thank you everybody for listening to us. We're gonna think some more funny stories around the ranches. So we're gonna be back for you. And thank you for listening.
All right, guys. Good night.
Bye.